vegan, because we have nowhere else to run to.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
برنامه های ما شامل زبان های بسیاری است. از این وبسایت دیدن فرمایید suprememastertv.com/schedule.
70%, 80% of my teaching is coming to you without words. These are the better teachings, the best and the real teachings. So every day you meditate, you receive more. If you don't meditate, you receive less. Because you're too busy thinking and worrying about every other thing. But when you meditate, you receive a full 70%. Or when you sleep also.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Kindest greetings, conscientious viewers. My name is Cheng. The wise citizens of Singapore applaud your decision to adopt a plant-based diet, use sustainable energy, and protect the environment for future generations. Singapore is a sovereign island city-state located at the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula in Southeast Asia. This modern metropolis is a prosperous center of finance, technology, trade, and tourism. The Port of Singapore is among the world's busiest harbors, and its international airport has won several awards. Singapore is also known for its lush greenery. Plants adorn the tops and sides of many buildings, and Singapore's Gardens by the Bay offers a wondrous experience of flowers and other flora. An indoor glass conservatory houses trees and plants from five continents, while an outdoor set of steel super trees act as both vertical gardens and eco-structures. Besides generating solar power and collecting rainwater, they offer a luminous array of colors at night. Along with its green achievements is Singapore's support of diversity. The country's three main ethnic groups, Chinese, Malay, and Indian, contribute cultural elements that can be appreciated by everyone. Public housing is designed so that all ethnicities are represented in each neighborhood, with schools also reflecting this multicultural blend. On Racial Harmony Day, held each year across Singapore, students wear traditional dress and participate in festivities that celebrate all cultures. It was a delight to introduce you to sophisticated Singapore, peace-loving viewers. We pray that our planet will soon return to a state of harmony and balance. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives include an alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Master's Good Affinity with Sentient Beings, Part 4 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on November 11th, 2018, in Sihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
There was also a story in Sufism. There was a master visited by someone from afar. And in Arabian country, you know, in the desert kind of country, water is very precious. Yeah. So that person brought a jar of water from his hometown all the way there to make offering to the master. And he accepted. The master accepted it, water with all his gladness, yeah, and welcomed him. And then, of course, treated him, you know, the would-be disciple or visitor with all courtesy and everything. So when the time came for the visitor to depart, maybe he went there to get initiation. And after the time to stay with the master, he's going away. So the master told his attendant, "Oh, this man, he came from far away. In his region, he has no river. So you go down to the river here, take him out by the river way so that he knows the river. He knows our river because the master lives next to a river." But he accepted the water with all thankfulness and courtesy. Yes, because that man came with all his heart. He brought water because where his home was, there was no water. In some desert country, there's no water, so water is very scarce, very rare, very precious. So he brought the most precious thing from his hometown to offer to the master. Of course, the master took it with all his love and appreciation. But he lived next to the water. Of course, he wouldn't say, "And what for? What are you doing? Huh? No. Oh, we have a lot of water outside. It's a Nile River next to me." He wouldn't say that, okay? He took it. He didn't say anything. He took it with all love and appreciation. Only when he departed, I said, "Oh, this man has never seen the river in his life. You take him out by the river way so that he also sees the river." You understand that?
Yes.
So you see, all the masters are the same. Not just Buddha in India, But the Sufi master also in Persia or elsewhere in the Arabian country. He lived next to the Nile River that has never run out. The Nile River is very large, very generous, very big. Millions of Arabian people depend on that water to live. You see what I mean? But of course, the man came with all his heart, you know, water. Yeah. Anyone would accept. But the master wouldn't ridicule him or tell him that it's unnecessary, stuff like that. He didn't say that until the day he said, I'll take him by the river way so that he can see the water. Because where he lived is a desert. He never saw this water in his life. You know, they probably dig some wells in the desert to survive, but they don't have the Nile River. The Nile River doesn't run everywhere, you know, just some areas. Just like the Ganges River, it doesn't run everywhere, just some areas. And like in Vietnam, we have the Mekong River, yeah. But it just doesn't run everywhere. It has its course, it just runs down there. And whoever lives nearby it profits from this richness, okay? Yeah. Okay, so that is that. You can see all the masters are the same way, yeah? Just now I remember that. Even the Sufi master reacted the same way, like the Buddha would have, yeah? And I have told you before that I have told some of the Supreme Master television staff, I told them, don't worry, eat to your heart's content. The food is made by the power of love. So don't worry, just eat what you like. Just don't overindulge yourself only. Yeah, I share with you this food. Not to worry, you don't own anything. Yeah, to the world, that's what I meant, yes. So the Buddha, if you remember in one of the sutras, the Buddha said to his disciples that they are forbidden to eat meat. Are you hungry already? You want to hear more?
Yes.
Okay. Today we are on the food, so might as well keep going on about it. Yeah, you love food anyway, just like I do. So we are going on about that. It has some lessons in it, okay? Yeah, it depends on how you look at it. Yeah. All right, so now... are you guys okay there, three of you? Why, you need that? You're not an English-speaking person? No, the elderly one.
I need it better.
You need it better, because they speak louder in your ears, right? Okay, less distraction. Yeah, it's true. Okay, do what you like, yes. They still speak English, even though I speak English? The translator is speaking English now? Hiya. Louder? Ah, in the ears? Ah, because they have connection. Okay. If you understand it, don't copy him. Where are you from?
South Africa.
South Africa. Welcome, welcome. You're beautiful. What's your name in there? Iwi, in Iwi language?
My hometown.
Yeah?
It's KwaZulu-Natal.
KwaZulu-Natal. Huh?
It's Durban.
Durban. Ah, I see, I see. Okay. Are you comfortable here?
Yes.
It's hot enough, right? You're at home, no? Yeah, it's the weather is a little bit crazy. It's already November and it's hot. Right?
Yes.
Oh, we like it. We like it. Also because there's many trees, yeah? So it's cool. It's cool. Okay, the Buddha said to the disciples that they are forbidden to eat meat. Remember?
Yes.
And then, of course, in the beginning, he said, in the beginning, there are many monks and nuns. Monks are not used to the vegetarian diet. Or they live in some far area where there are no vegetables, not easily grown vegetables. So he used his power to manifest food, you know, the flesh for them to eat. But these are from his power, not the real meat. That's why he said that. But from now on, if anybody eats meat, then they are not Buddha's disciples. That's what the Buddha announced. Any saint, once they reach even the fourth level, fifth spiritual level, they can manifest things for themselves. but they just don't always use that kind of power because there's a certain price to pay. Yeah, a spiritual price to pay. Yes. If the master is very rich, I mean spiritually, then it doesn't matter. Yes. Does not have to be Buddha even. If a person has a very big store of merit, then he also lives comfortably with this kind of manifested food. I don't know if I told you one of the stories. One of the kings, he always had very beautiful food come to him and his own citizens every day. So in his country, nobody had to work or no war, no problem at all. Until one of the neighbor kings wanted to make trouble. But then later they have peace together anyway. And then the neighbor king asked this king, "Oh, your food in your country tastes so good. Where did you buy them? Where did you get them?" So that king said, "No, it comes naturally every day for us and my citizens to eat." "Oh," he said, "oh, how could we also have such kind of food every day for me and my citizens?" And the meritorious king said to the neighbor king, originally he was bad, the neighbor king was bad, but later he was converted. So this good king said to the converted king, saying that, "Oh, then if you want the same food, every day you eat the same time with us. Tell your citizens to eat at the same time with us, then you have the same food, this delicious celestial food like us." You see that? But that was one of the Buddha's past incarnations. Anyway, yes, Buddha has always been good to others and he's always been generous and kind. So life after life, he always had food. Yeah, anyway. But even then, because of that, he would have food. This is the power of love, power of compassion that manifested into food for any king or good person or saintly being. They do have power to do many things. It's just they cannot always do that. Because in this world, if you want to come down here to this illusionary Maya world, this is a different world, you cannot have such a comfortable life like you would normally have. Befitting your position and power, because you have to give up many things in order to come here to help sentient beings. In many stories, the Buddha, he gave his own flesh, his own blood, his eyes, his organs in order to help others so that he has good affinity with them. Then in the future life, many eons afterward, they would meet again and they would be willing to listen to the Buddha's teachings and become liberated. Because people, beings, in this kind of physical existence, they're very hard. In their heart, very little love. In the mind, very little faith, very little trust. So if you don't have such a good connection with them, they will not listen to you. Except those who are really already have been life after life good and spiritually more advanced, then they immediately understand. Like Lao Tzu say to you, the truth, when spoken, the highly spiritual person immediately accepts, gladly, and praises. And the medium listen and think about it. The stupid one, meaning the low one, spiritually low, will laugh at it. "You are laughing at me, huh?" "And let's laugh together, why not?" Yeah, everything is funny. Anyway, I'm just entertaining your heart and reminding you to be good by my speaking. 70%, 80% of my teaching is coming to you without words. These are the better teachings, the best and the real teachings. So every day you meditate, you receive more. If you don't meditate, you receive less. because you're too busy thinking and worrying about every other thing. But when you meditate, you receive a full 70%. Or when you sleep also. So don't look down upon sleep. Sleep is good for your body, the mind also, yeah? But you have to meditate before you sleep. And in that state of quiet and acceptance, you know, the mind is tired, quiet, you will receive more. Either fully 100%, 80%, or a little less. Depends on how quiet your mind is. Yeah, depends on how much you concentrate on meditation before you lie down and sleep. Okay? Or sit down and sleep. Yeah. Are you very diligent? I know. You meditate all night, yeah? Okay. Huh, it's only 4 o'clock. What time do you normally eat? 4, right? 4 o'clock is meal time. Okay. Well, I let you go. Whatever I say to you is the same. Just entertaining. Huh? In heavens, we don't have to talk like this. So all this is useless, actually. Just to calm your mind, entertain you, make you feel loved and happy. But the real teaching is not expressed by this cold language, okay, of this world. The real teaching, the real love, is not expressed through language like this. Okay, huh? So whatever I say is the same. Or not saying is the same. You go enjoy your food, okay? Yes. And I see you when I see you. All right. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being good. Okay. I'll see you maybe some other time, maybe next week. Huh? You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Try to stay on the good side, okay? It's good for you. It's better for you. Your life will be more comfortable. Okay, ciao. This one, huh? Okay. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Hello, Korea.
From Philippines.
Malaysia, Philippines. Oh, welcome.
From Mexico.
I'm Chinese. I heard your president not well. I have written him a letter, yeah. I wanted to go see him, but I don't know. It's not convenient for him, maybe. Also, haven't said no. So I cannot.
Thank you,
Say hello to Philippines, okay? May God bless you and your beautiful people forever. The Philippine people are very generous and kind. They are not the richest. They are not the rich and powerful country, but they are very generous.
Thank you.
Yes, very, very generous. They accept 5,000 Vietnamese refugees which nobody else wanted. Yeah, they just accept them like that and took good care of them all these years. I'm very, very deeply grateful and have the highest esteem for your country people. Okay, thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Men tình say tuy lui lôi về quên mất nẻo thiên cung
Treasured viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Master's Good Affinity with Sentient Beings, Part 4 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your lives be graced with kindness and nobility.
Vegan, 'cause this is our home.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.